Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as we get into our main story, because, you know, that's what we do around here. There's no other reason not to do this, because we would talk about the stuff that's going on inside of the timeline. So as I told you already, this week we are actually broadcasting from Santa Fe, New Mexico. So I'm hanging out at the Conklin Conference. That's number one thing to talk about. As you already know, it has been sold out for quite some time. But with being here, I started to ask this one question, and you are aware that there are conferences all over the place. There are workshops that are all over the place, and you start looking at them and you start going, hey, I need to go there. I need to go to this one. And what encourages you to make one decision over another? So I will tell you, there is a pretty big organization next week that's actually going to be down in Orlando. Yeah, you know, good old Orlando, the place that I live, that will be doing their national convention that they do, you know, every year. And they'll be putting on their thing. And I take a look at it and I go, what normally is the determining factor for you to want to go to a conference, convention, whatever, workshop? And before you get there, there is a level of expectation on why you're going there. There is a level of something that you are planning on receiving information-wise, and that is the whole reason you decided to go. I mean, think about it. There is no doubt on how that occurs. That's kind of the common process on why people do the things that they do. No doubt about that. So as you sit there for a moment and you take a look and you go, this is the determination of the stuff that I'm doing. How does that come about? How do you look at this and go, okay, this makes the most logical sense in regards to putting this information? Or do you take a look at it and go, no, it doesn't make any sense whatsoever in regards of I have an expectation prior to going? What normally encourages most people on going? So are you looking for information particular before you start heading that general direction? Or do you have one of these weird things in mind where you go, whatever happens, happens? I mean, I know we've spoken about this previously on the show, but there are people that I know that will go to conferences, conventions, and so on, and only show up for first day. And I had a boss that was very good at doing this, that he would say, hey, you know, you go to these conferences, you get the information for the first day, the name badge, the so on. And then when you get back, you just leave it on your desk and you really don't, when you get back to being to your office, you just leave it on your desk. Everybody makes the assumption that you were there, but you're not really doing anything during that time frame. I know it's kind of a crazy thing to say, and that's kind of not the reason to go to a conference, but that was something that he would reference to me. So I look back and I go, I want to make sure that when these things, you're going to them, that you're getting what people like to say, your bang for your buck. So when you go to this, what exactly are you looking for? Listen, I've been to conferences that are in beautiful venues and content was not great. I've been to venues that the venue wasn't great, but content was really good. And I've had the actual privilege as well of going to one particular conference that it's a nice combination of great content and great venues. So I look at it and go, what is the determining factor? Now, I take a look at it and go, sometimes there are certain areas that if you try to do a conference at or a convention and so on, you're going to have a more difficult time getting people there because of what is associated to what is going on. So like if you go to a popular like adult destination that's known for like heavy drinking and all that kind of fun stuff, your company's probably not going to be so eager in regards to paying for you to go as if you were going to like the middle of nowhere or something easier to get to and so on. I know, but there's just certain cities that, you know, if you do a conference at, it becomes a little bit more difficult for people to get to. So what becomes the determining factor on you wanting to go? And number two, what is the easiest process in regards to being able to get to one? So let's say, for instance, hypothetically, I told you, okay, we're going to do a conference and we're going to be down in, let's say, St. Louis, Missouri. Would it be easier to get you there than if I told you, okay, I'm going to do one in Reno, Nevada? You know, destination wise, I'm pretty sure it's going to be probably ease of travel. But which one's going to get approved easier for you inside of your organization? I'm just trying to figure it out just for the sake of understanding that from that perspective. And then number two, what is the thing that you get the most encouraged about before you go to a presentation? I know. Some interesting things to think about, depending on how you want to look at it. That's from a different aspect, no doubt about that. But then again, what do I know? I'm just a guy behind a microphone.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.